Now, that's the Seattle-based grunge group Alice in Chains. And tonight in Darwin is the world premiere of... It's a new theatrical event, and it's called The Reef. It's an unusual performance. It brings together a really unlikely mix of performers. Shortly, we'll meet the poster girl for this event. She's a Byron Bay surfer. But first, I'm joined by Toss Marnie, who's the artistic director of Tura New Music, who has collaborated with the Australian Chamber Orchestra for this production. Toss, welcome to Bush Telegraph. Nice to have you along.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Cameron.
How are you feeling? You got nerves about tonight?
Nerves and extremely excited. This has been 3 years in the making from our first discussions between Tura and the ACO to create this tour across northern and down western Australia, and of course ultimately culminating in a performance at the Sydney Opera House. So 3 years in the making, but more specifically just recently from May, which Taylor knows all about, was the main creative development period along the Ningaloo coast. So that's not so long ago. When I mean, a lot of the program was conceptually in place, but there's been a massive amount of creative work since early May tonight, and a pretty tight time frame to present the premiere in Darwin tonight.
Yeah, and now Taylor, who you refer to there, is the surfer I was speaking about in Byron Bay. We'll have a chat with Taylor in just a minute, but people's heads are probably spinning at the moment, Toss, because I've played them Alice in Chains and then some Shostakovich as well. It's a hard performance to describe this, I think, but try to give me a description of what the audience will experience tonight.
Sure, paint the picture. So a core to the program is this incredible footage film that's been directed by filmmaker Mick Sowry. Mick had collaborated with ACO director Richard Tognetti some 3-4 years ago on a similar project of film that was based around surf and surf culture and music. And this again has brought Richard and Mick together with John Frank, cinematographer. So what is the presentation is this film running through most of the program, and the film as has emerged and through the process in May is a mythic day in this remote part of Australia, both representing the seascape and the landscape of the Ningaloo coast, and as its core revolving around the surfing work of Derek Hind, which Taylor will talk more about. So you have this wonderful live performance of Australia's greatest chamber orchestra with soloists of Stephen Pigram, a well-known broom artist, and Mark Atkins on didgeridoo. Just creates an incredible, awe-inspiring experience, really.
But it's much more than a live soundtrack to a surf movie, isn't it? Is it really trying to capture the essence of the Australian landscape?
Absolutely. And it is, as I said, it's a story of the mythic day. Although it was filmed over 2 weeks, what you experience is the pre-dawn right through to the night. And there's a total integration between the music and the film. As you say, it's not just a soundtrack to a inverted commas surf film. Both Richard and Mick and John, along with Ian Grandage, who's the composer working with them, across the whole program, as well as writing a new work specifically that's part of the program in the middle, the very integrated approach, and that's what is experienced, I think, a very sort of fulfilling listening and watching experience for the audience.
How challenging was this to put together? Because you've got a group here that you don't necessarily think might all end up in one room at the same point in time. You've got surfers, you've got classical musicians, you've got filmmakers, you've got popular musicians. How did you go about it?
Well, and I should say, not just in a room together, but a shearing shed up the Ningaloo coast.
Just add to the difficulty.
Well, yes, but in a way, yes, add to the difficulty, but I think it was this sort of egalitarianism that was created by being out there in the, you know, if people know that part of Australia, really is quite, it's where the desert meets the ocean, as a lot of Australia is, but, you know, everyone was put on equal terms camping out there and working pretty hard, I've got to say, across those 2 weeks. But as far as bringing them together, as I say, Richard, Mick, John and Derek already had a working relationship. We've worked extensively with Ian Grandage and Steve Pigram, Mark Atkins had worked obviously with Steve and with Ian to some extent, so it was sort of bringing all the relationships together into one project was an outcome of you know, sort of organisational combinations.
And it's produced a unique outcome. Tos Marnie is the artistic director of Tura New Music. We're talking about The Reef, which opens in Darwin tonight before visiting a number of rural locations around WA and ultimately finishing up at the Sydney Opera House. Now, we've referred to Taylor a couple of times. Taylor Miller, an Australian surfer who normally spends time in Byron Bay, but was, as I said earlier, became the poster girl for this movie. Taylor, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Tell me now, this sounds too good to be true. What, you were essentially brought on board for a couple of weeks of surfing, were you?
Yeah, I guess that was my role in the project, but under certain circumstances it changed a fair bit.
Okay, tell me exactly what was involved. What did you do?
Well, we went over there as I went over there with a handful of surfers as such who were there to surf and to participate in the Reef Project, which is a concept dreamed up by Derek and Richard a number of years ago. And I wasn't exactly sure of my role heading over there, except that I was to be a friction-free surfer, which is a kind of surfing that's arisen in recent years.
And that's what, essentially surfing with no fins on the board?
Yeah, exactly. It's a breed of surfing where Derek Hind is a fine exponent of, where he takes the fins out of a normal surfboard and channels the bottom in a certain way where you surf in very free-form direction. It's not controlled. It's very sporadic, and you can slip sideways and spin around on a wave. And it's very beautiful to watch and to do. And it's something that Richard Tognetti was very starry-eyed of. And him and Derek developed a relationship in that, because of this surfing a number of years ago, and they collaborated on this project. And I took it up the last couple of years, spending a lot of time with Derek, and we've travelled around the world doing it in Jeffreys Bay and all around Australia and Italy and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so that's the reason we went over.
Tos, is it a style of surfing that complements music well?
Well, that's a question probably Richard would answer better than I. But and I'm not a surfer, and Richard is. But I glean from both what they say and seeing some of the footage as well, and of course the previous project, The Glide, is there's this, I guess, a sense of freedom and power that you see in finless surfing that is, I guess, the aspiration of all musicians, and the spontaneity, I should say, and being in the moment, again represented by both forms very well. So, yes, a clear complementary.
I've seen Richard Tognetti quoted as saying there's a synergy between surfing and music. As someone who's not a surfer, Tos, do you agree with that?
Oh, I do. and I think that the way the film represents that, and I say this is not any normal surf film, both in how it's been filmed in the first place and how it's been edited so beautifully. If I could add, seeing some of the, and I haven't seen the whole footage, but seeing some of the footage that features Taylor's both surfing and her swimming underwater, and we're talking about sort of a kilometre out to sea, filmed incredibly by John Frank. It's really extremely moving, and to have the music, the whole program played with this sort of footage is very moving, I've got to say.
Taylor, are you a fan of music as well as surfing?
Oh, absolutely. I believe everybody's a fan of music if they hear the right stuff.
What's the right stuff for you? The Australian Chamber Orchestra?
For me, yeah, I've been to a number of... I've never followed classical music that much in the past. However, having known Richard and for a while now and going to a lot of their concerts in around Sydney area, it's started to be more something that's more moving. Richard is always a fan of, or he loves to play music to people, classical music to people for the first time, and see how they deal with it and see what they make of it. And I'm a perfect example of that. And it's something that I'm learning. And at first, when I heard some of his music, I thought, oh, gee, you know, I don't know much about classical music. I know there's this really rich cultural history behind it, and maybe I'm not like I'm not good enough to understand it, but actually you've got to trust your own instinct and appreciate what your ears tell you and your feelings, and it's something that grows on you. I also I've started to like jazz a lot lately, and And we like to think of music as surfing as a kind of jazz, because it's very groovy and sporadic and fast and changes direction. And so that's another genre that I've been getting into lately.
So Richard Tognetti has been successful in this case. He's introduced you to new music.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what... Richard, I guess I see him as a little bit of a... he's a figurehead of the arts in this country, and he's always trying to bring the arts to people who... into the public eye, because it's, you know, the art, it opens people's minds, and he's a big advocate of people's appreciation and revelation to the arts, and in that case he does that by music, and it's been effective on me and I think a lot of other people in this country.
My guests on Bush Telegraph are Taylor Miller, who's an Australian surfer who lives in Byron Bay but has been part of the filming for the visual side of the production The Reef, which opens in Darwin tonight. Toss Marnie is also with me from Tura New Music. Toss is the artistic director there. Toss, I wonder if when you're trying to introduce a crowd that may not necessarily be predisposed to classical music, when you try to pick the type of arrangements, compositions that you play to them, I wonder how important picking the right composition actually is. I just want to play a little bit of Black Angels by George Crumb. Just have a listen to this. I know this is involved in the production. Toss, not necessarily an easy introductory point, is it?
Well, and it isn't an introduction either. It's very much in the program, and I think taken out of context without the film with it, Cameron, absolutely. So, but I think and Richard and Ian and the filmmakers have created a fantastic mix across warming people through a whole range of music from Beethoven through to Crumb, as you've got there. And I think that's what the answer to your question, the key answer is to be able to create a mix that take people on a journey, both a sort of psychological one and a musical one. Mm. And that's what's done here. And I should say, as you mentioned before, we travel across the Kimberley to Kununurra and Broome and down to Port Hedland, Carnarvon, Geraldton and Perth. And for a lot of these audiences, well, it's the first time any part of the ACO has been to these places. Not the ACO 2 had been to Geraldton before, but a lot of these towns, and it probably won't happen terribly often, so it's just to see these incredible performers perform with the film.
It's an opportunity for a cultural experience for the communities, but what about the performers? Surely it's an opportunity for a cultural experience for them as well, to see these amazing parts of the country.
Absolutely. Tura does this sort of tour every year to this basic itinerary, and that's absolutely underlies our sort of philosophy for doing it. It allows, as you say, the communities a chance to experience it, but equally the artists to not only just see the landscape and meet the community, but to have their work informed by that experience. I think that's a very strong part of the project.
Mm. Ultimately, it's clearly a distinctive take on Australian life or Australian landscape. Is it something that could be taken overseas?
Yes, plans are afoot to do so, I should say, and I think there's already quite a bit of interest to do so. And as you say, it is a reflection of not just the landscape and the sort of musical response to that, but I think the whole program is quite Australian, and that's something we should all be proud of and look forward to it, as you say, being exposed overseas.
Mm. And just finally, Taylor, we've had this whole conversation without exactly naming whereabouts on the Ningaloo Reef this was all filmed. There's a good reason for that, isn't there?
Yeah, well, I guess in surfing locations around the world, there's always been certain codes of respect where when you surf in a new place, there's rules of etiquette where you don't drop in on someone or you respect the locals in that place, things like that, but it's also to be discreet about where this place is so that it doesn't become overexposed and overused and therefore destroyed. And so in the promotion of the film, a few times the location was named, and, you know, that's okay, but it was upsetting to a few individuals who treasure that coastline and its breaks.
You're allowed to surf it, but then keep it a secret from there on.
Well, look,
it's a fascinating production project idea. Have a great tour with it, and I look forward to hearing more about it down the track. Toss Marnie is the Tour at New Music Senior Artistic Director, and Taylor Miller, Australian surfer residing in Byron Bay, but the poster girl for the reef.